I was going to try and transition from food because we're going to talk about grocery stores now. Talia Soglin joins us from the Chicago Tribune. That is if she still wants to. Hi, Talia. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Is it a fever dream of mine, or has this been a... I remember someone talking about a city-owned grocery store in the past. I know we got some new news today that you're going to get to, but was it about a year ago that the mayor started talking about this?
It was about a year ago last September when, you know, the mayor's administration said they were going to look into this. We didn't have a lot of details about it, and now we have, you know, the feasibility study, which is the first step that they were going to do, which looks at, you know, is this feasible? And this, the study that they came up with, which was done by an economic development consultancy, HRNA, said, yes, it's necessary and it's feasible in Chicago.
Let's talk about the necessary part of this. I think we all know what a food desert is. I don't think a lot of us, even unless we live in one, quite understand how rampant of a problem this is in Chicago, right?
Right. You know, there are many residents of Chicago who, for instance, can't walk to a grocery store, or they, you know, don't have anything near them that's a real supermarket with fresh produce, fresh meat. You know, they might have a corner store, something else. And, you know, that's a big problem for your quality of life. It has downstream impacts on health, the economy. And so that's, you know, the reason why, one of the reasons why they were looking into this.
Yeah. Okay. So the need is there. I think a lot of people immediately roll their eyes when they think of a city-run grocery store. So what does the feasible study and the people you talk with describe on how it would actually work?
Yeah. So, you know, when I talked to the mayor's in, you know, office last fall, they were kind of saying, you know, everything's on the table. We're going to look at all the options. This study we have now, a lot of the options are still on the table. The report kind of weighs different operational and funding models, you know, looking at what if the city partnered with a for-profit grocery operator, what if they partnered with a nonprofit, what if it was a co-op, without necessarily, you know, recommending one or the other. What they do say is that it would not be optimal for the city, which, you know, lacks in-house grocery industry expertise and experience to be the operator. So we're likely, you know, not looking at a situation where the city is, you know, running a store and city employees are staffing it.
I guess I'm confused then. If it's going to be a for-profit or a nonprofit or a co-op running it, then what is the city's involvement? Is it the city puts up the seed money? The city guarantees X amount of revenue? Like, if it's going to be a for-profit running it, then how is that any different than a grocery store, just the normal one that we have?
That's a really good question. And, you know, there are many different scenarios that the study weighs. So, for instance, they say, you know, the city could, you know, essentially operate as a landlord and, you know, maybe give rent subsidies or a utility subsidy to the operator they're working with. You know, that's just one example. They could give direct gap funding to an operator if there's, you know, a scenario. The authors of the report, you know, say this is different than what's done before because it's the city assuming the risk of keeping the grocery store up and running. They're the owner, and so it's their responsibility, which is different than if you, you know, for instance, give a bunch of tax incentives up front to a company, and then it's theirs to run and decide what to do with.
I guess that makes sense, right? If the city's going to put up the building, either building it or using and buying a building that exists, and then it operates at a loss, the city's on the hook for it, not the company that's running the operation. Although I'm sure there's structures in place that could offer bonuses based on profitability. And I guess this is a long way of saying, Talia, we're still in the infancy stages of this, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it will really be interesting to see what the city does. They could do something, you know, really new and bold here. What they're going to do next is put together some working groups who are going to be, you know, finalizing a proposal for whatever, you know, model they decide they want to go with. And they would then use that proposal to start applying for funding. You know, they're, you know, mentioned particularly they're interested in this Illinois Grocery Initiative funding, which is new.
Do other cities have these?
You know, they've been attempted in other, you know, in several smaller municipalities, you know, small towns generally. Chicago would be the first big U.S. city to do it. The mayor of Atlanta also put out feelers about this early this year. It was being discussed in Hartford, Connecticut, but Chicago would be the first major big U.S. city.
Do we have any idea of a timeline?
I do not have much of an idea of a timeline, no.
Okay. And yeah, I figure we're still at those early stages and we wouldn't. It's an interesting read, an interesting story, Talia. Keep us posted on it, okay?
Thanks for having me, John.
Oh, and before I let you go, is there anything else you want our listeners to know? Sorry, I didn't give you a chance to weigh in on that.
I think you had some good questions. I think, yeah, you know, your question about is this different, is this not, I think it's really up to the city. You know, there's so many options on the table, and it's up to them, you know, how bold they want to be here.
Okay. Thanks, Sally. I appreciate your time as always. Okay, take care.
You too.
A city-owned grocery store. Okay. I'm curious to see how that would work. Maybe it would fill a need. Maybe it'd be a boondoggle. I don't know.